After 19 months of being able to use the delegated emergency powers, the SAW for the Township of Center Wellington will no longer be able to use it effectively immediately. At Monday's council meeting, a 5-2 recorded vote passed the motion to repeal the delegated emergency powers to the SAW. SAW Andy Goldie was given emergency powers in an April 2020 council meeting, just weeks after the township and county declared a state of emergency. This delegated authority to Goldie gave him the ability to exercise actions when council authority would normally be required, including taking action to protect the health of citizens and entering into funding agreements with other levels of government. Coun. Stephen Keatras brought a motion to council that would repeal bylaw 2020-15, a bylaw to delegate emergency powers to the chief of administrative officer during the state of emergency resulting from the novel coronavirus pandemic. The motion was brought forward after Goldie presented his summary report regarding the emergency powers delegated by him from April 2020 to present day. Goldie's report noted three occasions where this delegated authority was used. First was in May 2020, where he signed an agreement with the Grand River Conservation Authority, GRCA, and the township to maintain a trail section owned by the GRCA between Jerry Road and Beatty Line until the GRCA could reassume maintenance. The emergency power was next used in an amending agreement with Bell Mobility in June 2020. Lastly, in July 2021, the SAW directed staff to allow Centre Wellington Lacrosse to move into arenas after starting their 2021 season outdoors without increasing their rent. However, Goldie will be retiring and his last day on the job will be December 31st. Keatras explained that he put the motion forward because he does not know the new SAW coming in the new year, noting that it's not wise to give emergency powers to someone the council does not know yet. We can always reintroduce the emergency laws later as we get to know the SAW, said Keatras. It's not about not trusting SAW Goldie. I believe that as practice, we need to know who we don't know. I think it's not wise to give those powers to someone we don't know. Coun. Bob Foster seconded the motion and noted that Zoom has worked for council to delegate, discuss, and debate, and the delegated emergency powers by the SAW is not needed. Councillors Ian McRae, Kirk McIlwain, and Stephen Van Leeuwen were in agreement of the motion. McRae noted that he made his April 2020 decision solely based on his previous working relationship with Goldie. Mayor Kelly Linton explained to council that the state of emergency will end across the county based on his role as a warden as of December 31st. The same has been put in place for Centre Wellington. So, the county and township can go into the new year without the state of emergency in place. I don't think it's needed to take away the delegated emergency powers to the SAW with 1 month left of the state of emergency, so I vote no on this, said Linton. Goldie explained that he took his role seriously and did not abuse his power, as he only used the emergency powers on only a few occasions. COVID-19 is an ever-changing pandemic and situation. It continuously affects our lives, and with the new variances coming our way, I think the emergency powers should stay in place as we never know what might happen, said Goldie. Linton and Coun. Neil Dunsmore were the only ones not in favor of the motion.